What happened to fleeing slaves after they reached the end of the Underground Railroad? I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Adam Aronson, associate professor and director of urban studies at Manhattan College, examines the lives of African Americans in the North after escaping slavery.
What happened after the Underground Railroad? We know the stories of fugitive slaves and their daring escapes north. We revel in the drama of these moments when black and white Americans worked together against the law to do what was morally right. Yet no one seems to think much about what happened next. During the Civil War, at least 600 African North Americans returned to join the U.S. Army, and thousands more followed in the decades to come. Some went all the way south to Alabama to reconnect with relatives. Others found government jobs in Washington, D.C. Some trained as ministers in Ohio and New York. Still others found jobs later in the automobile industry growing up around Detroit. In 1870, Congress changed the U.S. Naturalization Act to include those of African descent, the first time non-whites were allowed to naturalize. A few African North Americans were famous. Mifflin Gibbs became a judge and an ambassador. The political activist and newspaper editor Mary Ann Shad Carey argued for women's suffrage and representation in Congress for D.C. residents. But many only left traces in census records and family genealogies. Church minutes, fraternal group photographs, and school records reveal something of their accomplishments, and annual homecoming events, which continue among their descendants, celebrate their legacies. I study African North Americans in order to emphasize the importance of the U.S.-Canada borderlands in the late 19th century, stretching our understanding of African American and Reconstruction history to embrace the whole continent, not just the former Confederacy. These men and women led the institutions that welcomed the Great Migration a few decades later. Recovering the stories of these mostly unknown men and women provides a way to tell this wider history of the lives lived after the Underground Railroad.
That was Adam Aronson of Manhattan College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd. For the old man is coming just to